USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reaction is coming in to President Trump's Monday revelation that he's been taking an anti-malaria drug to try and protect himself from COVID-19. The president revealed that he started taking hydroxychloroquine after one of his Oval Office military valets tested positive for the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, but is morbidly obese.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A state of emergency has been declared in Midland County, Michigan. A dam has breached after days of heavy rain. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says evacuations are underway involving 10,000 people.
In the next 12 to 15 hours, downtown Midland could be under approximately 9 feet of water. We are anticipating an historic high water level.
It's the second evacuation in less than 24 hours for many of the people there. The heavy rains have also caused major flooding in parts of Illinois and Ohio. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told lawmakers the economic slowdown brought on by coronavirus restrictions could last for a while, but the Trump administration is prepared for a recovery. The two testified in a remote hearing of the Senate Banking Committee to address the impact of the $2 trillion CARES Act and further economic fallout. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A classic teenage TV character has passed away. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Ken Osman, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osman died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osman was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osman and his wife, Sandra, had two sons, Eric and Christian.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.